Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting second. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Rosenthal. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Oscar Grimes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Krakauskas. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Krakauskas. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Campbell moves to second. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal bunts towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to third. Keltner moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is walked intentionally. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a fly ball into right field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lobbs. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Campbell scores. Keltner scores. Heath goes all the way around to score. Boudreau moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hefner moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Hefner moves to third. Clift moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gailhouse fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Krakauskas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krakauskas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campbell bunts towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Strange moves to second. One out. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-0 in the game. Rosenthal hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. McQuinn moves to second. One out. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McQuinn moves to third. Roy Cullenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbein is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Krakauskas fields it and has McQuinn trapped. Krakauskas throws to third, and Keltner tags McQuinn for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbein moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strange takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbein moves to third. Lobbs moves to second. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cullenbein scores. Lobbs scores. Strange moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gale House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Strange scores. Swift moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Clint Brown now pitching. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swift scores. Gale House moves to second. It's 4-3, Browns. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale House scores. Hefner moves to third. It's 5-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Hefner scores. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Browns. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimes hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Mack reaches second base with a double. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cullenbine moves to second. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Swift is walked intentionally. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosenthal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale House covering, for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-2 in the game. Grimes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Swift. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Swift steals second. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gailhouse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swift moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hefner hits a line drive into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swift scores. Gailhouse moves to second. It's 8-3, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. G. Walker pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of lobs. Walker reaches second base with a double. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Bagby now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-4 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Judnick moves to third. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cullenbine. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Cullenbine steals second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strange is walked intentionally. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Judnick scores. Cullenbine moves to third. 2 outs. It's 9-3, Browns. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gailhouse hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes is 0-for-3 in the game. Grimes takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mack moves to second. Bo Bell pinch hits for Jim Bagby. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.